Rabbi Nahavai Yomer, Havi Golem Kom Torah, Ve'al Toma Shehi Savo Acharai, Shechaverecho Yekaimuhu V'yadecho, Ve'al Binoscha Al Tishain. The Rambam, Amar Bakeis Mokom Halid, Ki Im Zulascha, Yizbore l'cha halimud v'yizkayim. Ve'al tismach al tfunoscha v'toma shehincha mevata ala chaverim v'hatalmidim sh'yo'oberucha. So there are two very, very noteworthy elements here in the Rambam's comment on the Mishnah. Excuse me one second. Two very noteworthy elements. First of all, Hevi Golem Makom Torah, the Rambam doesn't say anything about Rebbeim, right? What is it that you'll find in the Makom Torah? He doesn't mention Rebbeim. So that's element number one. Noteworthy element number two is that the Mishnah speaks explicitly about Chaverim, the vital need for Chaverim. It doesn't say anything, the Chorah doesn't seem to say anything about Talmidim, and yet the Rambam does speak about Talmidim. Well, let's maybe just reread the Rambam for a minute here. Amar Bakesh es Makom Halimud, Ki Im Zulascha Yizbar Lecha Halimud V'Yizkayim, Ve'al Tismach Al Tfunascha V'Toma Shehincha Mevata Al HaChaverim V'HaTalmidim Sh'Yoverucha. Okay. In terms of the first question, the answer is very simple. That Reb Nahavai is clearly counteracting a hava amina that we might have entertained. A person would not entertain a hava amina that I don't need to go to my Rebbe. No, let my Rebbe, if he wants to teach me, let him come to me. No, that's not such a cogent hava amina. That's not going to occur to us. We understand if we want to learn from this Rebbe that we have to go to the Rebbe. One might have thought that it's true. I don't need to. One might have thought I don't need chaverim, and certainly let the talmidim come to me. Why should I have to uproot myself to go to a place where there will be talmidim? No, the talmidim should come to me. So those two thoughts easily we would have entertained. So Mimela, that's what the Mishnah is. But Reb Nahavai doesn't have to tell us, and therefore he isn't telling us. You know, don't wait for the Rebbe to show up on your doorstep. You know, there's a Rebbe. You go to him. That's pashut. What isn't pasha to us, what wouldn't have been pasha to us, and what Reb Nahavai needs to communicate is that don't think that a person is only in need of a Rebbe. No, he's also in need of Chaverim, and then at the correct stage in life of Talmidim as well. Okay, that's in terms of the first Ha'orah. In terms of the second Ha'orah, where did the Rambam see that Rav Nahavai is talking about Talmidim? So, Iba Asem Makra, Iba Asem Masvar. Iba Asem Svar, meaning, lav dafka that there's any textual, that it's textually telegraphed. But maybe, heyos, that Harbe lamadati meravos, something Rantanya says. V'yosem echaveirai, v'afilo yosem italmida. So if that's the case, so then Rav Naroi has to be talking not only about one's need for chaverim, he certainly needs to be talking about one's need for talmidim as well. And mikoach hasvara l'chud, the Rambam would tell us that Rav Naroi is speaking not only about chaverim, but about talmidim as well. But the Emes says, Hashud asin al lahoche, if he had to be speaking about it, so it must be here in the words also. Must be here in the words also. So where do you see it in the words that Rav Naroi is talking about that the reason apparently Rav Naroi was not too fond of Zoom. Otherwise, you know, one sort of surmounts the Avigal Mokum Tov. Okay, so either it's a moko for not liking Zoom or it's a moko for not using Zoom. Okay, Aboche Yivcha, but. Okay, but everything the fear, Malcolm the fear's manner of us, obviously, in a more serious vein. What do you have here that Rav Naroi is speaking about Talmidim? So you talk in as follows. Shechaverecho yikaimuhu v'yodecha. Don't rely on your own understanding. If Elbinoscha al Tisha'ein were, I'm not sure about this next point, but I think it's correct. If Elbinoscha al Tisha'ein were also implying the need for chaverim, so then shouldn't the Mishnah have said Al Tomash Yisava Acharoi VeElbinoscha al Tisha'ein SheChaverecha? Yekaimuha the yismuchu oscha. You lechala mishanas. So Elamai is a yitachin as follows. Again, chachma bina. The words in between chachma and bina. So Rashi tells us. I don't know whether Rashi here in Ovos, but Rashi al Torah tells us that Chochma is knowledge. A person knows what he's taught. He masters a body, a corpus of knowledge. He's a Chochma. Bina is that he's Maven Dova, Mintong Dova. It means that the person, based on what he's taught, goes even further. He's Meiv and Dovim and Tom Dovim. He's Mechadish. Well, so now the Pshat is like this, Rav Elsai. Speaking in terms of topology, not again, topology means ideal types as opposed to in real life, so the lines are not so clearly and absolutely drawn. It's true to a large degree in real life as well, but not, we'll say it in the ideal terms. When a person is a Talmud, so his the ikar of his learning is absorbing Chochmah. In one's capacity as a Talmud, that's one's role, to be mekabel. To be mekabel. In one's role as a chaver, is to retain, to make sure that one understands and retains that which he was mekabel. The Talmidim, they prepare for the shiur, they chazer the shiur together. So in one's capacity as a chaver, one is the emphasis, again, as a Talmud, one's being mekabel. As a chaver, one's being retaining, mekayim. Mekayim not in the sense of fulfill, mekayim in the sense of to give it a kiyum, to retain. In one's capacity as a Rebbe, so then one also adds a chiddush, a he'ora of his own to that which he was mekabel from his Rebbe. So the ve'el binoscha al tishayin means you're saying chidusha now. You're being maven dover mitoch dover. So maybe you'll think, I'm the one who's being mechadesh, so what do I need to tell midim for? They're just sitting there being mekabel. The Rebbe thinks to himself, I'm being mechadesh, they're being mekabel. So I can be mechadesh without them also. I can be mechadesh without them also. Oh. So comes Rabbi Novi and says, no, I'll be noscha al tishayin. Even when you're in the capacity, it's not really even, it's really especially. But even when you're in the capacity of being, of bina, of being maven dava, you're filling the role, not of the Talmud, who's a Mekabel, not of the Chaver, who's a Mekayim, but you're fulfilling the role of the Rebbe, who's a Malamed, who's a Maven Davim Toch Dava, who's saying a He'or, who's giving an insight, who's giving a Chiddush. Don't think you're self-sufficient. Al Tishai. Yitachen ma'od, that this Mishnah gives us yet another perspective on the Shittas HaRambam. Shittas HaRambam in Minyan HaMitzvahs, in contradistinction to Rav Sadia Gaon. Rav Sadia Gaon counts Lilmod Lamed as two different mitzvahs. The Rambam counts Lilmod Lamed as a single mitzvah in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. If you have a Sefer HaMitzvahs for a minute, excuse me one second. If you take a look, at HaMitzvah HaYud Aleph, in the Mitzvah Seser, HaMitzvah HaYud Aleph. The HaMitzvah HaYud Aleph, He should tzivanu lilmod chochmas HaTorah ulalamda. V'zeh shenikra Talmud Torah. V'hu omro v'shinan tam levanecha. V'loshen sifri levanecha elu talmidecha. V'chein atah motzeh v'chol mokom shehatalmidim kruyim bonim shenema v'yetzeu b'nei anaviyim. V'shon nema, meaning in the sifri, Vishinantam Shiyumu Khudan Bafika. Shaodam Shah Al Khadava Lotahimagam Gamlo El Emolo Miyad. Ukwan Nikbal at Siva Azepom and Rambos, Ulamadatam Basisam. I forget what the next is, Leman Yilmudun or Leman Yilamedun. Okay. Ukvah spaza hazirus al mitzvah zah velishkod batomid v'mkomus havi min haTalmud. So we've mentioned in the past that whenever the Rambam is ma'arich in Sefer Mitzvahs, beyond just giving the ikur definition of the mitzvah, it's because he's proving something. It's because there's something different or new about his minyan mitzvahs in contrast to that of the Gaonim. And again, clearly here that the Rambam knows of Avsadjigon, who counts it as two mitzvahs. So it's clear that the Rambam is here arguing his position against that of Avsadjigon. And that's the pshat. So that's just a shear in Talmud Torah. How, what should your, what kind of mastery of Torah Sheba'al Peh should you strive for? It should be at the tip of your tongue. You shouldn't have to stutter and try to think and try to pull it up from the recesses of the memory bank. No, it should be mechudad b'ficha. A friend of mine told me a story last night that he had heard from Rav Hatman, the Baal Maharal, that Rav Hatman once asked Chacham Uvadya, Zichron Levracha, what the status of the Maharal was in Halacha. Maharal wrote Halacha Gur Gzal, so b'zman hazeh, we know him as a Baal Machshav, but he wrote a Baal, he has Halacha Gur Gzal. So Chacham Avadya said, Halacha kamoto kimat b'chol makom. And then proceeded to list off 36 places where the poskim, as if he had spent the past 10 years preparing for this question, he then proceeded to without a moment's hesitation, to enumerate 36 places, I think it was 36, I just heard the story last night, I forgot already. 36 places where the poskim quote the Maharal and the Lahalacha. So Shayu Devei Torah, Luchudan Meficha. But that, okay, so that's L'chor just a din midine Talmud Torah. It belongs in Hilchos Talmud Torah. It doesn't belong in Sefer Mitzvahs. Elamai, it's clear that what's the Rambam doing is as follows. The Rambam says, look at the two drushes of the Sifri. The first drush of the Sifri understands Vishinantam Levanecha as referring to teaching. The second drush of the Sifri understands Vishinantam as learning. Right? Shemishalcha Adam Dava Al Tagamga Elam Mola Miyah. The fact that it's depicted in this way doesn't mean that it's talking about teaching. No, it's if you wanna say how what your master is, then it means you have to be challenged. I mean, it's very easy to choose. You know, I can choose a mission to save Al Peh. That's no kunz. You know, you take a mission from Israel Mukum, that's no kunz, right? But the kunz is if someone puts you on the spot and says, say this mission of Al Peh. So even though it's being depicted as im yishalcha adam dava, it's clear that this drasha is talking about learning. It's not talking about teaching. So which is it? Vishinantam is talking about learning or teaching. The answer is clearly, Chazal are telling us, it means both. That the word Vishinantam is both transitive and intransitive. It's intransitive, it means learning. It's transitive, that it means teaching. Oh, so that's what I'm saying. So you see that the Torah V'dafka combines the learning and teaching into one word. Why? Because it's one mitzvah. Calls man that we would only know learning and teaching from different psukim, from different phrases. So I don't know whether we would necessarily have had this explicit kvius that it's one mitzvah, but Yosef Vishinanta means you should learn, you should teach. So you see that one word is one mitzvah, one word is not two mitzvahs. Okay, so that's in terms of just sort of the krah, how you see it in the psukim. That lilmod and the lamed, again, now let's try to sort of process the significance of this. Again, we think of lilmod and the lamed as distinct activities, maybe even distinct spheres, obviously related, obviously connected. I mean, some of us, I confess, do try to teach without learning, but that's not really what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to learn and know a lot and then teach. Okay, but some of us try to fake our way through it. But if you do it the right way, so obviously, clearly they're connected. But the fact that they're connected, the fact that they're interrelated, still doesn't conflate them into a single mitzvah. And yet, it's clear here that it's a single mitzvah. So the Torah is telling us that the two are not just connected, they're inseparable. Right? You can have two things that are connected, but they're not inseparable. You can have Siamese twins who can be separated. They're connected, but they can be separated. And then you can have two things which are inseparable. You can have that they can't be separated. So lilmod and lamed are inseparable. So in what sense are they inseparable? Why can't I can learn and not teach. I can learn and not teach, since the learning l'chora is something which would seem to be separable. So there were three l'chora, at least three elements to the answer, three dimensions. One is, if you have the Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah for a minute, Rav Osei. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Nashim ba'avodim turn me Talmud Torah, but cotton other chayv lalam the Torah shenem of the matim osam is benechem the darbi abam. Excuse me. Ve'ena isha chayev the lamed is benosha kol chayv lumo chayv the lamed. Kashem shu adam chayv the lamed is beno halacha beis, kachu chayv the lamed is ben beno. Shenem of odaitan livanecha velivnei vanecha. Velo beno ven beno belvara, alo mitzvah kol chocham mechocham yisrael lamed is kol atalmidim, afal pishen and bonav. Shanana Vishinantam Livanacha, me Piashmo Lamdu Banacha Elo Tamidacha, Shatamidim Kurim Banim, Shanamba Vayetsu Ubananavim, Imkain Loman et Sava Albano of Alban Beno, the Hakim Beno the Ben Chaver, the Hakim Beno the Ven Beno, Ven Beno the Ben Chaver. Good. Let's. I mean, you can peruse the next five halachas or so. Let's skip to halacha ches. Perak aleph halacha ches. Excuse me. Kol ish miyisrael chai v'talmud Torah, ben oni, ben asher, ben shalom begufa, ben bal yisurin, ben bocho, ben shal yizok, ben godo shetoshesh kocho. Afilu oni amachaza al apsochem, afilu bal ish abonim chai v'kbal ozman l'talmud Torah, b'yom v'balayla, shenem b'vagisa b'yom v'balayla. So it's a pella. The Rambam first talks about the chiyuv and the halachas of teaching Torah, and only later does he talk about the chiyuv and halachas of learning Torah. Now he needs to preface noshim p'tura mitalmud Torah, because it's since an isha is p'tura from learning, Mamela is also p'tura from teaching. But basically, The Rambam begins Hilchos Talmud Torah not with learning Torah, but teaching Torah, which again is obviously counterintuitive, because it's out of order. So the Rav quotes from Reb Chaim that the pshat is that the Rambam is telling us that the ikur mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the teaching. The ikur mitzvah of Talmud Torah is that we should all, through v'limadatem, be a link in the Masorah. How is a person a link in the Masorah? He learns and transmits. Okay, what I don't learn, I can't transmit. What I don't know, I can't share. But the ikur is the lamed. To signify that, so the Rambam begins, even though it's obviously shalok kaseder in terms of a person's life and a person's the chronology, the Rambam begins with the mitzvah of teaching, or the half of the mitzvah of teaching rather than learning. So this, l'chora, provides one reflection of how lilmod is inseparable from the lamed, because the ikur of the lilmod is that it should culminate in the lamed. It's not just that the lilmod is necessary for the lamed, but it's almost that the meaningfulness of the lilmod is contingent upon the ultimate lelamed. Again, it's going to be at a different stage of life, obviously. That's okay. That doesn't mean that in every minute the lilmod is translating into the lelamed. So that's one way in which we see that the lilmod is inseparable from the lelamed. That's one. The second one, I think we spoke about earlier here in our learning office, when we're talking on the mission of Lilmod al Manas Lamed, so we said the pshat is Torah Tzivalon Moshe Marash Kedas Yaakov. The BMS Torah wasn't given to each of us individually. Torah was given to Knesset Yisrael collectively. Torah Tzivalon Moshe Marash Kedas Yaakov. It's an inheritance to Kehilas Yaakov. So no one has a right to make Torah his private property. What a person knows, what a person learns, he must intend to share with the, okay, again, if you're a big chacham in Chochmas HaNistar, okay, you can only share it with those who are appropriate. And maybe there'll be some things, you know, that you never meet a Talmud who's ra'oi to be mekabel that degree and level of Chochmas HaNistar. Okay. So if there are no anim, you can't be mekabel Mrs. Stoker. But that's another way in which the lilmod is inseparable from the lamed, because if the lilmod is not amunas lalamed, if the lilmod isn't conjoined with the lalamed, so then I have no right to engage in such a limud. I have no right to make the Talmud Torah my private property. But our Mishnah Lechora also helps us with a third dimension to the inseparability of lilmod from the lamed, and that is as follows: the albinoscha al tishain. Even on the level of learning, a person is dependent upon talmidim. It's not only the pshat that's my ikka mitzvah. It's not only the pshat that's a requirement, because I have no right to make it my private property. But independent of both of those, even if a person would, with tunnel vision, just be thinking about learning, he's dependent upon the Talmidim also. That'll be Nesra al Tishai. That's the Rambam on our Mishnah. Don't deceive yourself into thinking that you can rely on your own bina, on your own koach hachidush, on your own analytical skills. No, even for the purpose of learning, a person is entirely dependent upon the Talmidim. Talmidim should question, Talmidim should challenge, they should push for further clarification, for further development, v'chulu. Mitalmida yosem mikulam. This halacha, this idea, this metzias is reflected also in Harbi Elamantim Mevosa, yosem mechavere, and above all, Mi Talmida Yosem Mikulam. I don't remember whether we got to this in the Mishnah back of Rabbi Elazar Omer about Yichvel Talmidcha Chaver Alacha Kichvel Chavercha. Ukvod Chavercha Kamor Rabcha, Mor Rabcha Kamor Shemaim. So we spoke at some length about Kvod Chavercha Kamor Rabcha. That by Rabbo, Kavod and Mora are one continuum. And therefore, one can say you should be Machshiv, Kvod Chavecha, the same way you're Machshiv, Mora Rabcha. But Lechori, what that implies, and I don't remember whether we discussed this, and if we did, we're Chazring, which is not a terrible thing to do. Look how what that implies, though, is that the Kvod Chavercha that we're speaking of in this Mishnah, again, is of the same, unlike what Kovod and Mora mean by Ove V'imo, the Kvod Chavercha is here is comparable to what Kvod means by Kvod Talmid Chachamim, right? As we discussed, that what Kavod and Mora signify, what they express, differs by Ove V'imo and Rabbo. So clearly here, for our whole pshat to cohere, it's clearly the case that Kvod Chavircha is again is of the same variety. It's the same min as Kvod Talmid Chachamim. But when you look in the Rambam, Menuchos Deos, about the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael, doesn't sound like that at all. Mitzvah lev kol echad ve'echad Yisrael kegufo. You have to be lochus al kvodo umamono. I don't know. That sounds much closer to what Kovin means by Ovimo than what it means by Kvod HaMinei Chachamim and Rabbo. So Elamai, it's clear. We talked about this or we didn't talk about this one? No, okay. So it's clear that in this Mishnah, Chavircha doesn't mean every fellow Jew. Chavircha means you're Chaverim in Limud. It means your chavuses, your chaver, not only your chavuses, your chaverim in limud. Your chaverim in limud. Oh, and then l'chor, it's klar as follows. If you take a look, again, back to the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah for a moment, Rabbi Yossi. At the end of Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Beis, Perek Hey Halacha Yud Beis. Kishem she'atalmidim chayovim b'chvod harav, kach harav tzorach l'chabed es talmidov u'l'korvan. Kacham l'chacham, yikvel talmid chachavi v'alecha kishal chavilcha. V'tzach adam lihizoher b'talmidav ula ohavan, shehen habonim hamahanin ba'olam hazeh, v'la olam haba. So clearly, what the Rambam here is telling us is that just as the Mishnah in Bava Metzia tells us, which the Rambam quoted in Halacha Aleph, that the Mechayev of Kvod Rabbo is that Rabbos Mevi Alidei Chayelam Haba, that Mechayev exists by Talmidim also. It's not only Rabbo who's Mevi Alidei Chayelam Haba, it's Talmidav maybe in also lidei chay olam haba. How so? What do you mean? The rabbi, so he's teaching me Torah. That's my ticket. How the Talmidim? Oh, so that's what the Rambam continues. Halacha Yud Gimel. This is the flow. The Rambam continues. Halacha Yud Gimel. HaTalmidim mosif in chokhma sarav u'machiv in liba. Amul Chachamim Harbid Chachma Lamadati, Mechavera Yasami Rabosai, Umi Talmida Yasami Kulam, Ukashem Sha'etz Cotton Madlak Zagodal. You can take a match and you can start a Madura. You can go to Meron and Lag Ba'omen, you take one little fire and you make a big Madura. Ukashem Sha'etz Cotton Madlak Zagodal, Kach Talmud Cotton Machadis Sarab. So it's clear that that's the flow in the Rambam. So the Rambam is telling us that, how does this Mishnah know? This Mishnah is taking for granted, our previous Mishnah, where do you find that there is such a thing as Kvod Talmidim? Right? Rabbi Lozor is, I don't know. It seems like he started running before the gun. He's already telling us how much you should be machshiv kvod talmidim. I didn't know there was a chiyuv kvod talmidim. I didn't know there was a chiyuv kvod chaverim. No, so Rav Lazar is saying, if you know there's a chiyuv of kvod rabbo, so then you know there's a chiyuv of kvod chaverim and kvod talmidim as well, because the same way you have the machai by rabbo of maybe l'idei chayelim haba, you have the Mechayev by Chaverim and Talmidim. They're also maybe on the Dechayelam Haba. And that's what the Rambam, at the end of Halacha Yud Beis says, that Tzarech Adam Lizor B'Talmidim, Shekein Abana Mahanim B'Olam Hazeh, V'Lo Olam Haba. And that's what he continues in Halacha Yud Gimel, that HaTalmidim Mosif and Chochma Sarav, V'Machiv and Liba. So these halachas, the Mishnah of Yehi Kvod Chavecha, our Mishnah of Vel Binescha Al Tishayin, gives us yet a third gives us yet a third aspect to how Lilmod is inseparable from the Lamed. Lilmod is inseparable from the Lamed because the Ikar Mitzvah is the Lamed. Lilmod is inseparable from the Lamed because I have no right to make Torah my private property. I have no right to Lilmod if I'm not going to be a Malamed. But Lilmod is also inseparable from the Lamed, because if a person doesn't teach, his Limud, his learning, is impaired. His learning is impaired. He won't have that Tosafas Das and that Hachavas Halev. He won't have that the Ye'orerucha HaTalmidim Lohovin, that a person can only have by engaging in the teaching. What's the next mission? Rabbi Yana Yomer, Ein bi yodin lo mishalvus v'sham af lo miyisuri tzadikim. What does the Rambam say? Omar ki hayos talmid lemishu chacham mimenu other fatov la mishu yerav lemishu pachos mimenu. The fisha ba'ofen arishan hu mosif u b'sheni hu nechsa. Ba'ata yodeh mimasha be'arnu b'sanhedrin shesomu al yisod malin b'kodesh rosh yeshiva shal esr mushlosha Achron shebeshivim ve'echad shel yeshiva gadola v'ro'o bazeh shehosifu lo maila. A person can be the head of a Sanhedrin shel esrim u'shlosha, and then it's a promotion, which is in keeping with the halacha of Malim v'kodesh v'en mavidin, that he becomes the lowest member of a Sanhedrin shel shivim ve'echad. So says the Rambam, you see that it's better to be a zon of la'arayos than a rosh l'shualim. So I don't know here. Just to I don't know. Just ask the question. I don't know the answer. The raya l'chara that doesn't seem to add up. No, let's say a moshel l'madav adomer. Let's say you have someone who's a federal judge, and then he or she gets appointed to the Supreme Court. So as a federal judge, yitachein that they had seniority, that they were the appellate court, that they were an appellate court. And now, let's just say seniority. And now, having been appointed to the Supreme Court, so he or she becomes the junior member of the Supreme Court. I think the halach in the Supreme Court is that if the justices are in conference and they're in a room and someone knocks on the door, so it's the junior most member who's mechuyev to get up and answer the door. Okay, so here you have this person who was used to being the high-ranking judge on the federal court, below his or her dignity to answer the door. And now, look at this come down. Now when someone knocks on the door, he or she has to go answer the door. So says the Rambam, no, I would have thought, it's got nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah and Zan of Larayas, I would have thought the yichus of the Supreme Court, the position, not because I'm a zon of la'arayos. No, as a Supreme Court justice, that's a more distinguished position than a federal judge. Hagam, that it makes me, not because I'm a zon of la'arayos, even though I'm a zon of la'arayos, but it's still, it's a higher position. I don't know, would you rather be a starting player in the minor leagues or a utility player in the major leagues? Mustami, you'd rather be a utility player in the major leagues, not because you want to be a zon of la'arayos, but because it's a more chashuv job. So what's the Rambam's raya? And it's malin b'kodesh for that reason. So I'm not sure what the Rambam's raya is here. So the Rambam says here that basically there's two elements to what Rabbi Yaakov is telling us. The moshel of Prozdor and Trunklin is telling us two things. Number one, it's telling us that the only way you can get into the Trunklin is through the Prozdor. Right? The only way you get to the banquet hall is by in the hotel is by walking through the lobby. There's no alternate route. You have to walk through the lobby. The only way you get into a Zoom share is you have to first do your time in the waiting room. Only after you do your time in the Zoom waiting room, that's why the yeshiva insisted on a waiting room to teach this Mishnah. The only way you get into the room is first you have to cool your heels in the waiting room. So first of all, Rabbi Yaakov is telling us that the only way to get to Olam Haba is through Olam Hazeh, which means through what a person does and accomplishes in Olam Hazeh. But the Rambam sees more than that in the Mishnah. The Rambam is also telling us that the Prozdor, it's not only that the Prozdor is the entryway to the Trunklin, it also serves no other purpose. There's no inyan to enjoy the Prozdor kishala atzmo. The only tachlis of the Prozdor is that it leads to the Trunklin. So A, the limud is that the only way to get to the Trunklin is through the Prozdor. But you might have thought, okay, so make sure that's part of what you get done in the Prozdor. No, says the Rambam, but it's more than that. It's not only that Sheba'olam Hazer Nechoshos Hamayla Sheba'hen Yiskeh Odom Chayolam Haba. It's also that's the sole purpose of the Prozdor. The sole purpose of the Prozdor is to access the Trunklin. Okay, so we'll stop here. Okay, so Linedra and Hashem, the Bechina in some form or other is tomorrow. More in that tomorrow. And everyone should be very matzliach with Achazar, very very matzliach on the Bechina and beyond Be'ezus Hashem. Okay, everyone should have a productive day and be well, be safe. Be'ezus Hashem.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you, Rabbi.
The recording has stopped.
Yeah, Emmanuel.
I should have a question. What does Rabbi think about, obviously, people like someone like the Chazon Ish sat for many, many years and just kind of sat and learned. And it seems like him, or maybe it just might be an exception, but some people seem like they didn't have Talmidim and they grew immensely in their Torah. So.
The question is an excellent one. What that Maaser Rav shows, but I think anyway, we should recognize this, even if we didn't have that Maaser Rav, is that we're not necessarily talking about that it's simultaneous. Meaning it doesn't have to be that, oh, as soon as the Rav is a Chiddush, you know, he has to run into the Beis Medrash, give a clap and say, okay, we have to have Shir right now because I just had an idea and... Or better yet, you know, let's say the idea occurs to him at 3 a.m. because he's going to go banging on, on all the doors in the dormitory, waking everyone up, and, Shir in 10 minutes, and, B there would be square. No, he doesn't have to. It means over the course of a lifetime.
But I just remember hearing stories about Rav Elyasha saying like that he just wanted to sit and learn. He didn't want to teach and he preferred to just sit and learn all day. Like he didn't felt like he didn't need that. He didn't need, I mean, people just might be exceptions and just.
I guess what one can imagine, I don't know, you're asking very well. I don't know is the short answer. The longer answer is what one can imagine that there would be exceptions to chaverai. I don't know, maybe Rav Yoshev that doesn't need chaver, but talmidai is a chiyuv. That's even meaning you have to understand your question will remain. Because even if we far infer not teaching mitzad, this third aspect of not needing it for the learning, but you still have the first two aspects. So somehow or other, obviously he felt that whatever the quota of teaching was supposed to be, that he had that in his life. Now, maybe what it means is, I don't know, maybe what it means is, maybe Rav Elyasha will say, you know, to give a shiur an hour a day, or to Paskin Shabbos for a half hour a day, I need to learn 18 hours a day on my own. You know, but that's still the Lilmud al Menasa Lamed. Lilmud al Menasa Lamed doesn't dictate a mathematical formula. You know, the fact that the Ikar Mitzvah is the teaching doesn't mean that the majority of one's hours will be spent teaching necessarily. I mean, that you do, I mean, in terms of Paskening Shailas, so that you do have stories where he said that, you know, that if he wasn't sitting and learning all the time, then he wouldn't be in a position to Pasken, you know, when he made himself available. So Al Kochach, you have to say that whatever... You know, however their Seder Hayom translated, they clearly felt that the Lalamed was there in the proportion that it needed to be. I think you're entirely right, you know, that there is difference in Gedolim between maybe... In terms of division of time, how that lelamed translates. So then, I think Yehoara is very much correct. You know, you certainly have gedolim who spent who devoted much more time, quantitatively, to the teaching than you know than the stories than the Seder Hayom of Rav Elyasha did. So. There certainly is, you know, the individuality is there, but you have to say that for everyone. I think in where Volbi tells a story about Rabbi Yochum, that Rabbi Yochum was Mashgiach in the Mir in Europe. So once one of the older Talmidim, the more brilliant ones, that was a kasha the whole Beis Medrash was working on, and he came up with a very sharp teretz. And it sort of, you know, it rippled through the Beis Medrash. So Rabbi Yochum sent for him. And Rabbi Yochum said, I heard you said a nice teretz. So tell me, how long did you work on the sugya to come up with that teretz? So I forget, the guy either answered 4 hours or 6 hours. So Yochum says, the maimer I gave last night, the Musrish was the maimer I said last night. How long do you think I worked on that? So he says, also, Mr. Thomas, you know, 4 or 6 hours. Guess again. So he says, 10 hours? Guess again. A day? Guess again. 3 days. A week? 10 days. Rabbi Yochum tells him, half a year. So Rabbi Yochum worked half a year, and then he gave, I don't know how long was the shmooze, I don't know how long the shmooze was, 20 minutes, maybe it was 45 minutes, I don't know how the shmooze was. But that whole half a year was al manas lame, those 45 minutes. So that's going to vary from person to person, how, you know, what the quantitative breakdown is will vary, but with everyone, it is with this al manas lame.
Eddie, Eddie mentioned before, just to clarify, that the Bechina is tomorrow or in 2 days?
Oh, when is it on the schedule?
I think last week we mentioned that it was the 23rd, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
It's whenever you want. You want to make it Wednesday? What were people expecting? Wednesday you were expecting? Wednesday, good.
I think that was what people said.
Okay, so I apologize. Is there any way, so maybe I'll
ask. Yeah. I could pass over the message. It's fine.
Okay, but to everyone?
Yeah.
The title line of the email should be good news. Okay, good news.
Okay.
The team is coming, but the anticipation can build for yet another day, so it's Wednesday. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Well done.
Sorry.
Oh, no, please, go.
Go ahead, I apologize.
Lazeel, go ahead.
Okay, I was just wondering, I think in one of the Q&As last week, we were talking about Chabad, and Rebbe said he had to think about Rosolovichek's like approach and why he maybe would have went to the Fibrigan. I was wondering if Rebbe, would like to, like, had time to think of an answer.
No, I didn't have to think of an answer. I know the answer. I don't say that arrogantly. I say that it's not that you should think that there was a question that was something that needed to be answered. What I was thinking about was the right way to express it, or if Bechlal it should be expressed at all. It wasn't that there was any confusion or any question or any doubt. The question was a very good and appropriate one, but it wasn't it wasn't something that I was unaware of, or that meant that what had been said was at all questionable. It wasn't, and it isn't. I sort of decided how to say it. I'm still thinking if it should be said. Stay tuned. Yeah, Emmanuel, we're gonna.
Yeah, I saw recently, I just started reading this biography by Rav Yashiv. That's why I'm mentioning him. But so I said, Rav Ari Levine said about him that he learns Torah for its own sake, meaning he learns just to learn. So why isn't there anything about halomid amanas? I mean, halomid amanas lilmod, just to learn. Like that's the pshat, like that's Torah.
But that is part of Torah Lishma. Torah Lishma means I'm not looking. Means the person is not looking for the salary, he's not looking for the kavod, he's not looking for the schar of the mitzvah. He's learning because it's Torah Hashem. But to learn Lishma certainly includes teaching. Otherwise, that's not Lishma. Lishma means he's not interested in the kavod, he's not interested even in the schar and olam haba. That's not what he's focused on. He's learning Torah Hashem to learn Torah Hashem. But what does it mean to learn Torah Hashem? To learn and teach Torah Hashem. To learn and fulfill Torah Hashem. So I think that's what Torah Lishma means. I think Rav Shechter once said at a Q&A in Kollel, Nancy Aswai, when someone asked something about Rav Yashiv, he said, yeah, when they write Rav Yashiv's biography, he says it's going to be very short. He says he sat and learned. That was Okay, I guess you can have different stories about how we did that and what that then translated into in terms of Yediyah Satara, but that was Rav Schechter's biography.
It's quite long, actually. It's quite long.
In his lifetime, they came out with three volumes. Is that what you're reading?
I think the Hashakta. I think this is the translated into English. So I'm just reading the one that's, they basically adapted it from the Hebrew one.
Yeah. So that one, yeah. The text is some good stories, though. Good stories. Yes. Important stories.
Rebbe, can I ask a question?
Sure, please.
Just on the Mishnah of Havei Zanav La'arayos, I don't know, you know, there's different versions in the Perush HaMishnayos, but in the one that I'm looking at, it says, Binyan Arishon Yosef uBinyan Asheni Yechzar, that, you know, Havei Zanav La'arayos means, excuse me, Alti Rosh LaShualim means that there's like a loss of Chachma. And that seems to be the proof that they're looking for from Sanhedrin of Malin Bakodesh Velo Moridin, that somehow there's like a Hosafas Chachma by being the junior person on the Supreme Court. And there's like a Horada, not in stature, but in Das and Hasaga from being the most junior person in the room. Is that?
No, that's excellent. No, I think you're right. You're right. That's excellent. I mean, the marshal would be like this, and let's say the common application would be as follows: a person can encounter the following pitfall. He doesn't have to. The work of, let's say, of Kiruv. So yeah. I don't know, there's nothing holier than that, nothing more important than that, nothing greater than that. Me'idach gisa, if that's one's only interaction, so one is very much a Rosh L'Shualim, right? You're dealing with people who, unfortunately, don't know anything. The context, the environment, is one that can it can lead to that yechsa min hachochma that you're correctly putting your finger on in the Rambam. And Mashain Cain, I don't know if instead of being the head of that, or let's say, again, in terms of that mushal, the antidote would do simultaneously do something else because you want him to still be doing that. But if he's simultaneously, you know, a junior member of a chabura of big talmidei chachamim, so then the standards, the aspirations, The level of chokhmah is something that will challenge him. So you're right. So how can you say that this is malin bekodesh? Zol zayin that attack is a promotion, and that it's more choshev to be on the Supreme Court than it is to be on the federal court. If the person weren't going to be most of chokhmah on the Supreme Court, you wouldn't call it malin bekodesh. Good, excellent. Thank you. Yeah, that's definitely
true.
Thank you.
Thank you, Abby.
Okay, have a wonderful day, Wilson.